It's Megan.
And Brooks.
And we're the Sis.
Bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Duo. Every time.
I'm gonna do the it's you boy.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was like, boy. How should I open it up? Should I go with the yo? What's up? They get really old school.
Yeah.
And Wiki Wild Wild, I mean, that came out before the What's Up, I think. I don't know which one came out first. Which came first? Wiki Wild Wild. I'm going to look that up.
When it came out?
I know.
Or which came first?
I know that. Yeah, which came first. I know Wild Wild West came out in 99. So, I mean, how about What's Up commercial?
What's Up commercial release date? I think it came before.
We will find out. It came out the same year.
What?
99. Wow. And it ran, those commercials ran until 2002.
They were pretty popular.
They were. They were, I want to say they got animals to start saying the what's up.
I think I vaguely remember that. I think I remember a raccoon going, what's up?
I know that there was like parodies and different things. Like I watched rewatching The Office because it's one of my favorite shows. Such a good show. You've seen The Office, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Where Michael Scott does it, but what's up? Mm-hmm. And I believe Jim says, oh, I'm still funny after 7 years. Oh, yeah, it's even mentioned in that. It was in Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, they referenced
Frylock, using the expression to Master Shake, when the latter does not react to it, he asks, I'm sorry, is that out now? I don't know. I guess saying that it's too old, maybe. Oh, God, the annoying orange. Cooper and Henry used to love watching that. It was so annoying.
Hence the name.
Yeah. So, we want to talk about our dreams.
Yes, we have a good start of the show today. So, yeah. We have some more dreams to talk about. I know I've talked about dreams the past couple episodes and whatnot, but and I have another one to talk about, but you have one as well?
I do. So, yours was a few days ago because you messaged me and I was like, you want to tell me now or on the podcast?
Oh, no, this was definitely for podcast.
Mine was last night. Like, I just woke up not too long ago, so it's very fresh. If you want to go first, Sitcher's was a little bit longer ago.
Oh, no. I'll let you take the floor on this one.
Mm. Oh, God. Okay. So I got to kind of set it up a little bit, though, because last night we were talking about David Spade and how most kids today have probably seen Joe Dirt, but they haven't seen, like, his movies with Chris Farley, Black Sheep, Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Cooper Henry said, we've seen those. And Kevin says, yeah, because your mom's a huge Chris Farley fan. You know, of course I'm going to make them watch it. Mm-hmm. And they love those movies too. So that's probably why Chris Farley showed up in my dream.
What?
Yeah.
You had a dream last night guest starring Chris Farley?
Chris Farley. But it was Chris Farley as a kid.
Oh, like, was it, was it like a kid version of him or him just small?
No, it was him as a kid. Like, he had the same face and he was Chris Farley. And I was thinking in the dream, like, oh, am I going back in time or did Chris Farley come back as a kid? Like, So my family and I are at the airport and I don't know what we're doing at the airport. I assume we're going somewhere, but we're outside. And kid Chris Farley is dressed in this ROTC uniform.
Uh-huh.
And we are just watching, like, the planes come in and we're watching things. And they keep telling him, you're going to have to take that uniform off. People are going to think you work here.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's like, whatever. And they start showing us stuff. Like, the people that work at the airport start showing us cool stuff that's happening. And then all of a sudden, we see in the distance this FedEx plane that does like these loop-de-loops and then crashes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I have dreams a lot about plane crashes because I'm like terrified of that happening.
Well, the first thing I thought of was Castaway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was clearly a FedEx plane. And I remember thinking, damn, those planes really crash a lot. So it crashes. And right now where we move to, again, I'm thinking this has to do with what happened last night, because we're outside, it's night, enjoying the night, and a plane comes by for a landing, because we live pretty close to the airport. So sometimes the planes come down pretty low. And I was thinking, damn, I hope a plane doesn't crash, you know, close by here. So in my dream, the plane crashed. And I'm thinking in the dream, we're at the airport, but that was pretty close. I hope that's not my house. So I bring that up to Kevin, and there's other people around. They're like, no, your house is that way. You're so dumb. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure my house is over there. So we start going towards the plane crash. And there's no cops or ambulances yet. So I called 911 and like, hey, there's been a plane crash. And they're like, where? And I'm like, in the woods. I'm not really sure. So we get close and there's a cabin close by where the plane crashed. You can tell where it happened because there's smoke and stuff. So we go in the cabin, and as we're in the cabin, all these dogs start coming up to the cabin. And I'm like, oh, these dogs were on that airplane. They survived, because some of them were, you know, limping. One of them had like a cut on his face.
Yeah. So obvious plane crash survivors.
Yes.
Survivor dogs.
Exactly. So they start.
Was kid Chris Farley still with you?
He was. And he had changed. For some reason, he wasn't in his ROTC outfit anymore.
Oh, okay. Maybe he didn't want people to think he worked at the cabin.
Right. So after the dogs come in, Chris Farley grows up and now he's an adult.
Oh.
Yeah, it happened really quick. But in my dream, I didn't even notice it. I was just like, you know, oh, Chris Farley. I didn't say, well, weren't you a kid like a few seconds ago? Oh. You know, I just took it as, oh, this happens. So then people start coming out of the woods. And one has like a really swollen face. And I'm like, oh gosh, these are people from the plane crash. They're alive. I wasn't expecting that at all. So I'm like, we got to get these people in the cabin and try to help them. And then there was a dad with his son. And the son starts talking to me about how he can't see without his glasses on. And he's lucky to have kept his glasses in the plane crash. And how his mom has been in a coma for 3 years. Mm. And yeah. And then the dad is like, yeah. So are you single? And I'm like, oh God, you were just in a plane crash and your wife is in a coma and your son is right here. And you're asking me if I'm single. And I'm like, no, but I am very flattered.
No, but thank you.
Right. And my kids are there and they're playing in the yard of the cabin. And Vera falls down and hurts her nose. And there's a lady there. I don't know who she is, but she picks Vera up, puts her in her car, and is like, come on, we have to take her to the hospital. And I'm thinking, yeah, I've had a big day. There's been a plane crash. I've been with Chris Farley. I don't really want to go to the hospital, but
yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah. 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 And so we start leaving to go to the hospital, and I keep seeing more people come out of the woods as we're like driving away. And then I wake up.
Hmm.
Super weird dream.
Very odd. Especially kid Chris Farley.
Yeah, I know. I would say this is out of the ordinary, but all of my dreams are super weird like that. And there were other things that happened. You know, I remember bits and pieces of other things happening while we're at the cabin and doing stuff. But yeah, that was the main points of it. And Kevin kept wanting me to go and make love to him. And I'm like, no, there's lots of people around. There's been a plane crash. That's very, I mean, yeah, that would be him though. He doesn't care. So yeah. Now I'm curious about your dream. Was it as crazy as mine?
Probably crazier.
Ooh. Now yeah. I'm intrigued.
Because this is going to bring up some very weird things that I never really thought of before.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. All right. So, as you know, most of our listeners know, I went to Prague for the 2007 Gears of War World Tournament.
Oh, yes. We talked about that in our last episode.
Well, I had a dream that I was telling our dad about it and about Prague. And he was all like, well, you know what? We should go. And I said, okay. So we hopped on the plane.
Vacation sort of maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, we just hopped on a plane. It was, I mean, I dream very cinematic and very like movie length dreams. So this is what this was. This was like a very movie length dream. So we hop on a plane, we go to Prague and we go in this, this big restaurant when we get there. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is a nice place. You're really going to love it. And we go in and we're being seated and I like get separated from him and he gets seated at like a booth and I go somewhere. I think I like to the bar or something like that to get something. Mm-hmm. And I come back and he's gone and there's just a pillow. Like, I guess like for like lumbar support or something, like where his back was up against, oh, where God, he was sitting.
I was thinking like, you know, whenever you sneak out, you put pillows under your.
No, and like he was trying to like fool people like, oh, that booth's taken, someone's sitting there. Oh, wait a minute, it's just a pillow.
Right.
But I walk over to the pillow, I touch it, and I go, still warm.
That reminds me of Young Frankenstein with the violin.
Yeah, the violin. Yeah. Still warm. And so I stop a waiter and I say, excuse me. I was like, have you seen my dad? He was right here. He's like, yeah, something happened to him and ambulance had to come and get him.
Oh, God.
I was like, you're a goddamn liar. He said, what? I said, y'all kidnapped my daddy.
No, no.
And he said, sir, I assure you, I have no idea what you're talking about. And so I sneak into the back of this restaurant and I find this trap door. And I said, God damn it, he's been shanghaied.
Oh no.
And then this woman
like he's gonna be a slave.
She tried to like seduce me. To like just I guess distract me from it. And right. I said, no, I gotta save my daddy. I said, get away from me, you harlotin.
You bluesy.
And so now I leave the restaurant and I'm on the hunt to find our dad who's been kidnapped in Prague. But this is where it gets really interesting. If it wasn't already interesting enough.
Oh, God. It's like the reverse. What is it? The Liam Neeson movie?
It was exactly. It's like a mixture between Hostel and Taken.
Yeah. Oh,
but
God.
But now I'm Liam Neeson. I'm trying to find my dad instead of my daughter. Right, and I remember, I go, wait a minute. This happened before I was in Prague. And I remembered a dream that I had a long time ago where I was in Prague. Someone had stolen my passport and I was stuck there and someone kidnapped my buddy Dave, who I took with me.
Oh God.
And I had to go on the hunt for my buddy Dave. And this was an actual dream I had a long time ago that I had all but forgotten, but remembered in my current dream as actual events.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So it got super deep. And I remembered in my past dream, which in my current dream, I remember it as actual events. I was like, there was this one guy I had to hunt down. He was part of it. He was like doing the whole scouting for people to kidnap or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I had found him in like a bar or something like that and tracked him and followed him. And I beat the shit out of him and interrogated him to find Dave. So now my current dream, I was like, now I'm going to find him again and see if he knows about, you know, my father.
Why are they stealing people close to you?
I don't know. And so I track him down, and of course he's not happy to see me. He gives up the information pretty quick.
Oh yeah, he remembers.
He remembers. He knows what I do to him. But so the dream kind of continues from there, and but it kind of like tapers off, like my like memory wise of like what happened.
Right.
But a bunch more stuff happens. I wake up, and I just remember thinking, it was like, did I really just remember a dream that I had a long time ago? Wow. In a dream?
Yeah, it was kind of inceptionist.
Yeah, it was remembering and recalling a dream in a dream, but it was as if it had actually happened.
Mm. You know, something similar like that has happened to me, but it's these places that I go in my dream. Like I've never been there while I was awake in real life. Mm-hmm. It's just these reoccurring places in my dreams, and I will remember things that happened there from a past dream. Like, I'll see a store and be like, oh yeah, I remember going to that store and talking to this guy, when really it happened in another dream.
So you recalled dreams as actual events in your current dream.
Yeah, and it all is based on where I am in the dream. So maybe that's why you had that, like, experience in this dream, because you remember being in that same place before in another dream, and that's what, you know, brought back the memory.
I was also in that same situation of where I was trying to find someone who had been kidnapped.
Yeah. I think that's how it happens, at least for me, is it's all about the setting. Like, I don't think I would remember another dream if I was in a different place than I was in the previous dream, if that makes sense.
Wow. I mean, I've had dreams before where, like, I guess not technically reoccurring dreams, but I've had dreams that I pick up from, like, where they left off.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it's not really having to remember a dream within a dream, because it just picks up from where it left off. Like, is nothing's changed, and I just keep on continuing from where I left off. Whereas in this one, it was just really weird, because, like I said, I had all but forgotten about that dream I had a long time ago. And then I happened to remember it in my dream. And then when I woke up, it kind of like hit me again. It's like, I did have that dream a long time ago about, you know, being stuck in Prague and someone kidnapping Dave and me having to try to hunt him down.
You know, sometimes I wonder if I really did have a dream, or if I'm remembering something that really didn't happen for my dream. You know,
I thought about that too. I thought about, what if I never really had that dream a long time ago, and I just remembered it in my dream, and so now that I'm awake, I feel like I had that dream before.
Yeah.
But I am fairly certain that I had that dream a long time ago.
Right.
Because I remember, like, certain, like, images of it, things that happened, and I don't know, I mean, it was a long time ago. So I'm, like 98% sure, 98.5% sure that was an actual dream that I recalled in my dream a couple nights ago.
Well, let me ask you this. While you were in the dream in Prague, were there any midgets?
No, oddly enough. Me and my dad might have looked for him, you know, had he not been kidnapped.
Right, yeah. That's weird. Super weird.
So that was definitely an interesting one.
Do you have dreams from, like, beginning to end? Like, for me, it's almost like as soon as I fall asleep, I'm dreaming, and then I wake up and it's like the whole time I was asleep was just a big dream.
Oh yeah, yeah. I feel like a lot of times I have dreams like that. I feel like I didn't get any sleep because I was busy doing stuff in my dreams.
Yes. And
so I feel tired. I'm like, oh, I was up all, well, I technically wasn't up all night, but in my dream I was up all night doing this, you know.
Right. I feel the same way. And Mitch Hedberg has a skit or a bit that he does about it. He's like, oh, I'm trying to remember exactly how he says it, but it was like, when he goes to sleep, he wants to rest. He doesn't want to fix a go-kart with his ex-landlord.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He said, I want to dream of watching myself sleep.
Actually, I thought about, too, you had said something in your dream. Oh, yeah, when Chris Farley became an adult and you didn't really, like, say, hey, weren't you a kid? Like, you didn't, like, it was just normal. You didn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
In my experience, when I have dreams and I notice something wrong in the dream, I wake up from the dream.
Oh, yeah. That's common, because I think I've told you about this. I can control my dreams, lucid dreaming. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, once you realize you're in a dream, you will wake up. But there's certain things you can do to not wake up. Like, you can tap your foot. Once you realize you're in a dream, just start tapping your foot, and it'll help you not to wake up. One way, if you don't know you're in a dream and you want to see if you're in the dream, like, start tapping your foot and then find a clock. And if you look around, you will find a clock if you're looking for it. Look at it, then look away and look back. And when you look back, it won't make any sense. And that's how you know you're in the dream. So just keep tapping your foot until you feel like you're not going to wake up from it.
See, I've only had, like, one dream that I can recall that I actually realized I was in a dream. And I mean, I didn't do any of that. I was just, all of a sudden, I was like, hey, this is a dream. I was like, mm-hmm. no, this is real. Right. It was actually a pretty weird dream. It was a dream about me and Jesse getting captured by, you remember the henchmen from the Power Rangers
show? Yes.
Oh, what were they called? They were like the putties. I think they were called like putty men or the putty or putty.
Something like that. Yeah. I'll have
we
to
got captured and tied up, and I was trying, me and Jesse were tied up, and I was trying to escape. I was using like some bent up Coca-Cola can to try and cut through the rope, and they were like everywhere. And then all of a sudden I realized, I was like, hey, this is a dream. And I just like broke out of the ropes, and I like started flying around and shooting laser beams out of my eyes.
Oh god.
Yeah, like that's all it took was just bam, this is a dream. And I just like, oh, and I just took off and started having like superhuman abilities. I was just doing whatever I wanted. I was flying around shooting lasers.
Right. Yeah.
But the other dream I had, because it's not really that I know something wrong, that there's something wrong, and I question it, and I realize this dream is, as soon as I figure out that something's wrong, I wake up. I did have a dream one time, though, where I know something was wrong, and I woke up, and I was still in a dream.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought I'd already woken up. I had a dream I was, I think it was when I was still in high school. My buddy Ryan came over to the house. And he comes in, and I was asleep, and he wakes me up. He said, he's like, Brooks. I woke up. I was like, oh, hey, what's going on, man? He's like, you hungry? He handed me this burger. And I was like, oh, word, thanks. And I took a bite of it. I looked at him. I said, where'd you get this burger? And then all of a sudden, I woke up again. I was like, oh, God, that was weird. And so he walks in with this girl. I said, oh, I was like, dude, I just had the craziest dream. I said, who's she? He said, oh, this is my sister, so-and-so. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was like, wait a minute, you ain't got a sister. And I woke up again.
Oh gosh.
So every time I like pointed something out, I kept waking up. And it happened like, I want to say there was like one more thing that happened where I finally woke up and I was just like, what the fuck?
I hate like whenever there's like a question and I will wake up before it gets answered. You know, like, where did he get that burger?
Where did he get that burger? Well, I know I told you that dream I had where I work at a campground, and I was with another camp counselor, and he told me that the chef had the secret of life on a piece of paper in his pocket.
Right, yeah. It was like the secret of life. Yeah.
And so we jumped him at the end of the night to try and get the secret, and he was, like, super strong, and he was beating us up when we finally, like, got him down to the floor, and I got the piece of paper out of his pocket, and I read it, and I was like, oh, my God, it's so simple. And I woke up, and I was like, what was on the paper?
Damn. Mm-hmm. We could all know now, but.
Yeah, but I can't remember what was on that paper. Apparently, it was so simple, though, because when I saw it, I was just like, oh, that makes sense.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I've felt like I was in a dream for, like, years. Have you ever had that?
I don't think I've had any, not that I can recall any dreams where, like, crazy amount of time has passed.
Yeah, it was a lucid dream, so I was controlling it, but I guess to me the time it took to control everything was a lot longer, so maybe it didn't seem like years, but in my dream I was thinking years had gone by, you know what I mean? It's just weird.
I mean, I guess I've kind of had dreams like that where if I lay down and fall asleep for like, you know, like 45 minutes and I have like this long dream, I wake up, I go, oh God, what time is it? And I was like, oh, I've only been asleep for like 45 minutes.
Right. No, I've had a dream where it's only been like 5 minutes and a ton of crap happened. It's so weird how time works in your dream. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I had these weird things where if I start like drifting off to sleep when I'm not trying to go to sleep, like watching a movie or something, then a ton of stuff will happen within a few seconds. It's so weird. Dreams are crazy.
Dreams are crazy. But fun.
Fun, yeah. Except for when you're dealing with a father napping.
It could be very stressful.
Would it be daddy nap? Father nap.
I like daddy napped.
Daddy napped.
He's been daddy napped.
So, anything else cool going on you want to talk about?
As far as dream wise or just in general?
In general.
Let's see. I started doing the baby shark challenge.
What the fuck is that?
It is an ab workout.
Oh, not what I thought it was going to be.
What'd you think it was going to be?
I have no idea, but I didn't think it was going to be a workout.
It's like this quick, like 2-minute workout to the song Baby Shark. And like, it's pretty good. It's supposed to be like a 30-day challenge. Today's supposed to be day 4 for me. So I still got to do it.
I couldn't listen to that song anymore.
Well, yeah, you got kids. I never really had to listen to it.
Oh my God. Does it get stuck in your head?
No, not really. Cause after that I put on some different music and continue like the workout and stuff.
Right.
So I'm trying to, for this, you're supposed to do it for like 30 days. And so like I do that and then I throw in like other stuff too, like other ab workout stuff, push-ups, V-ups, pull-ups, all that stuff. Like I've added a bunch of stuff that I'm supposed to be trying to do on a daily basis for 30 days.
Right, yeah. And there's a lot of YouTube challenges that I kind of want to do. There's this one girl that does a lot of them, Chloe Ting, that's her name. And she has like these 30-day, 6-week type challenges too. So I wanted, I mean, it's free. She also has like, you can pay and get more, but all of her stuff is on YouTube. So I was just going to do the YouTube free stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've also watched other people's results from doing it. And I mean, some people got really good results, but some of them don't tell you what their diet was. And that's a big part of it. Like you can't just do it and just keep eating whatever the hell you want, you know?
Yeah. I'm on a pretty strict diet right now. Well, I have been for a while, but you know, the whole portion control, I've upped my protein intake. So I've had to get a lot of stuff for additional protein for my workouts and stuff. And just for my work in general.
Right.
Cause I'm trying to balance it to where I can, I mean, it's difficult, but trying to gain muscle and lose weight at the same time.
Because
I've been like, you know, big and muscular before. I've been, you know, thin and lean before. So I'm trying to combine the two and actually lose weight and gain muscle at the same time. But it's really, supposedly, you know, really difficult.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been
do I hear a kitty?
You heard that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, it's just John Doe walking through the house meowing like an asshole.
He's like, he does that. Brooks is on a podcast. Let me meow.
he does that. Like, usually it's at random times. But then also, it's like whenever, like almost every time we sit down for dinner and start a movie, he'll just go into the back room and just start meowing. And I'll just yell in the back room, like, shut the fuck up, John Doe.
You fucking pussy.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, just letting you know that.
Yeah.
Could he be hungry, maybe?
No, he's not hungry. He's an asshole. That's what it is.
Fucking cat.
That's why I'm a dog person, because cats are assholes.
Right.
But anyway, before I was interrupted by John Doe's meowing.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. For my cardio stuff, I'm trying to do cardio. I'm trying to stay away from the treadmill because my past couple times using the treadmill, I knock a kidney stone loose. And then it's like a week or two of like pretty good amount of pain trying to pass a kidney stone. So I've been playing Beat Saber on VR again. It's like cardio, but it's like running on a treadmill, but for your arms. Mm-hmm. You asshole. You motherfucker. This is bastard.
It's funny. But I'm sure it's not funny when you experience it all the time.
All the time. Even in the mornings. Like, he'll be asleep in the mornings. I'll get up and start getting ready for work, and my wife's still asleep in bed, and he'll just start walking through the living room. Meow, meow. I'm like, oh, my God, shut up.
My dog, I mean, he doesn't meow like that, but
I hope not.
You know, he will continuously bark over and over about the stupidest shit and just won't let it go. Like, if he hears the doorbell on a show that we're watching, he will not shut up about it. I'm like, oh my God, Rusty, it was on the TV. Nobody is here. It's like he's waiting for us to get up so he can see who's here. And then
he just keeps trying to alert you. Like, you guys didn't hear the doorbell?
Right, yeah. Let me sing you the song of my people. And he's scared of thunderstorms. That's not as, like, it doesn't happen as often as the fucking doorbell thing, but he will just whine and whine and whine and whine. And there's nothing I can do to help him. Like, I tried the t-shirt thing, the weighted thing. I will hold him and pet him. And, you know, he likes to burrow himself into, like, covers and stuff. Mm. So I'll, like, put as many covers on top of him as I can. But nothing helps him with his fear of thunderstorms. And it doesn't make any sense to me, because if he hears a thunder sound anywhere else, like, he's barking and wants to know what's happening. But if he hears it coming from the sky, then he's terrified.
That's what, I mean, our dog, he gets scared during thunderstorms too. And we found that if we put him in his kennel, I think he feels safer in his kennel. Mm-hmm. But that seems to calm him down. It's like his safe space.
Right.
He feels like nothing can get him in there. But also he freaks out about the, and I told you about the roof people.
Yeah.
Where I took him walking one time, and like two houses down, they were doing some work on our neighbor's roof.
Yeah.
And he saw him up there and he did not like that. He said, people do not belong up there. And so he'd run back to the house, go inside. He'd still be all paranoid hearing him working and stuff.
Oh, God.
You know, where they get all bristly on their back and everything?
Right, yeah.
Like straight stegosaurus dog. he does not like the roof people. He does not like seeing people higher than him.
Oh, God.
It's not natural.
But he's still a big weenie.
He is a big weenie. But that, roof people especially. Mm. More so than like anything else.
I wonder what he thinks about them.
You know? I don't know. I think it is just people higher than him. Because one time I went to go walk them, and they were doing work on the house right next to us. Mm-hmm. Our actual neighbor's house. And some dude was up on a ladder. I think it was messing with like the vent that goes into like the attic.
Yeah.
And at first I didn't notice him. But Kramer saw him. Our dog, and he turned and took off running back to the house. And I, you know, locked up his leash real quick. I said, "What the hell are you doing?" And he peeked around the corner of the house. And I looked around, and it was just a dude on a ladder looking through the vent.
It's like, no.
He said, that person's higher than us. We got to get out of here.
That's not going to hurt us.
They're going to elbow drop us. We got to go.
I mean, not as scary as the roof people, but still pretty scary.
Yeah, I mean, on up there, because, you know, you could be going to the roof. You might be a roof people coming down from the roof. I don't know.
Oh, God.
But he did. He tried to pull away so much, he almost slipped his collar.
And he's a big dog, too, right?
Yeah, he's a big dog.
Him's a cute dog.
Well, he's a big weenie dog.
And I have a little weenie dog.
Like, you have a little weenie dog.
Mine's an actual weenie dog. He's a dachshund.
mine's a weenie dog in spirit.
Yeah.
Mine's like a boxer something mix. We think we might have some Great Dane in him.
I'm pretty sure he's got Great Dane.
Because he's pretty big. He's
got the Scooby-Doo look going.
He does look like Scooby-Doo. I told my wife that. I was like, don't he look like Scooby-Doo? And she's like, no. I think he look like Scooby-Doo.
I watched your, what did you do? Like your Twitch thing that was just a minute.
Yeah. It has to be under 60 seconds because Twitch added a feature on your stream where you can have your channel trailer. So mm-hmm. It's a trailer that plays when people come to your page and you're offline. They can see a quick 60 second video of, you know, kind of what to expect from your stream.
Right.
So I went ahead the other day and made that, and I was pretty proud of it. So I went ahead, posted it to my YouTube channel and tweeted it out, put it on Facebook.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And there's that one part where you throw him a treat.
Yeah, he's like sitting on the futon behind me.
Yeah.
Toss him a treat.
He looks just like Scooby-Doo. And I'm like, oh,
he doesn't look like Scooby-Doo.
He's feeding him a Scooby snack.
So, yeah. Well, I'm glad you liked my video.
Yeah. My dog looks like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at him, I'm like, oh my God, he looks just like Snoop Dogg. Maybe it's because he squints his eyes a little bit, you know.
I was about to say, it's probably the eyes.
Yeah. But I mean, other than the thunderstorms, he's not too much of a weenie. If somebody comes in here, he will not stop barking at them and trying to attack them. Yeah. And finally, after he realizes they're not a threat, you know, we're not upset about them being in here. Like, he'll calm down a little bit until that person starts walking around or doing something. And then he's like, oh, no.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You got a little too much freedom there.
Hang on. Reel it in.
Exactly. He goes berserk. And then my friend came over to see our new house, and she's got two boys. And the boys were playing with Cooper and Henry, and the dog starts barking at one of them. So he, like, makes himself really big, puts his arms up, and is like, you know, I mean, he's just playing, but the dog is like, oh, hell no. So after that, the dog would not stop barking at him. No matter what he was doing, he was like, this kid is not cool.
Mm-hmm. So, this kid is dangerous.
Yes. So I'm going to keep barking at him. But he loved my friend Joey, and his fiance Andy came over, and he loved them.
Hmm.
Like, he did not bark at them at all. Like, it was really weird. So I'm thinking maybe Rusty's gay.
That might be it.
Well, I mean, he loves the ladies too, though. So, but maybe my gay friends just had this calmness about them that he really liked.
Yeah.
He thought they were fabulous.
See, Kramer will bark if he hears something outside, and we encourage that, you know, to
right,
bark.
Yeah.
He's a big dog. He has a big, mean bark.
Mm-hmm.
But he is way too friendly. Like, he loves people, and he gets way too excited with people around. Like, if someone comes in, he is just going to, like, body check them like a hockey player.
Oh, God.
And he is too big for that. And
right.
If they sit down, he's going to try to climb on their lap.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's a little dog, and my dog thinks he's a big dog.
Yeah. Maybe they both drank from the same fountain.
Maybe they could be friends.
And swap bodies.
Oh, my God. There's a movie idea.
Well,
but about dogs.
But about doggy swap.
Doggy face off.
We'll actually get Nick Cage and John Travolta to voice them.
Oh, my God. That would be great.
They'll be like, hey, you're in my big body. You're in my little body.
let's pause for a commercial break.
All right, that sounds good.
What a wonderful word from our sponsor.
I love it. I could listen to it all day.
Me too. We are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So should we do some of our segments?
We should.
All right.
What about the Help Me? Who needs help today?
Don't think anybody.
Everybody's good. That's good. Everybody's good.
Everybody's good. Somebody had messaged us on our Facebook page a while back in May. I just didn't.
In May?
Yeah, I didn't see it. Okay. I didn't see it. It was one of our listeners. I had given him a shout out. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I gave him a shout out, and he was thanking, and he said, hold on, let me get to it. Computer's going a little slow this morning. He says, thanks for the shout out. I would be Brooks's sniper any day. The only problem is that I'm on PS4. So
I do remember that.
Do you?
I remember you telling me about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what were we talking about? Ghost Recon?
I don't remember.
You're talking about Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
I'm on Xbox.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go. That makes sense. But he would be your sniper.
Huh.
His name is CJ.
Good old CJ.
I won't share his, you know, last name or address or anything.
Shoes ass.
It's so weird whenever I get a message on the page, it like has this about details about the person and it really says phone number, email, birthday, address. Like, why do I have to know all this stuff? I guess it's their privacy settings. Yeah. Well, who mails letters anymore?
I don't know. Maybe we should get a P.O. box and go old school.
Right.
It's like, you know, are you a fan of Cispro Show? I'm mailing your fan letters to P.O. Box.
We want to hear from you.
Oh.
I have.
Doing the Cispro Show fan club.
And then, we need to start a fan club page.
Oh, yeah.
Are you in any fan clubs?
No.
I am in a fan club.
I mean, I'm in like groups and stuff.
I've been in Deftones fan club for a while though. I am a big Deftones fan, if anybody did not know.
Well, I did that thing one time when I was little where I got Ren and Stimpy to send me that Scratch and Sniff card that went with one of their episodes.
Oh yeah. I remember that. Oh my god.
It did not go well. All the scents smelled the same and it smelled like shit. So
yeah.
I think it was just a practical joke by the creators or something. I was like, this is making me sick. I was like, I scratch off. When they tell me to scratch off one, I scratch it off and it smells just like the last one. Like shit.
That goes with the show.
It does, but they all smell the same. And they all just like, I was feeling sick. It made me nauseous.
Hey, is the statute of limitations out? Could you sue?
I don't know. Maybe they have like brain damage or something.
Right. And I mean, you're emotionally distraught even after all these years.
I have flashbacks.
Every time you use the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm really stupid. No, why? You stupid idiot.
I love that show.
That was a good show.
I remember for Christmas one year, I got a CD player. And I, you know, this is my first CD player. I never had one before. We always use the cassette tapes. And with my CD player, I got CDs. And one of the CDs was Ren and Stimpy and them singing songs. I don't know.
I do remember that. I remember that.
I was like, oh, yeah, jackpot.
Do you remember it used to drive our mom crazy that we called each other stupid idiots?
From
that show?
Yeah. we got it. That was our go-to insult for each other.
It was. It's like, you stupid idiot.
We did it all the time.
Yeah, you had to do it in front of our mom too, because you get mad. She's like, y'all need to stop saying that.
Don't call each other that.
Don't call each other stupid idiots. Like, what she is.
We did. We used to pick up stuff from TV and movies and use it all the time. Like, that was where most of our references came from.
Mm-hmm.
Fun times. Stupid idiots.
Was it like last Christmas we ended up watching The Grinch with Jim Carrey in it?
Oh, God. Love that movie.
And my wife was like, she was looking at me. She goes, you have a lot of Jim Carrey's mannerisms. I grew up watching Jim Carrey, so I probably, you know, picked up a lot from him.
You do,
Jim Carrey, Robin Williams.
Yeah. You know, I recognize a lot of Dan from Roseanne's mannerisms that you do.
That's what my wife says, too. Yes. Dan will do something on Roseanne, and she'll look at me, and she's like, you're Dan. I'm like, I mean, I guess. I don't.
I'm like, oh my god, my brother does that when I'm watching him. Like, his like ooh face is your ooh face.
Yeah.
Like I can't really explain it. Like putting his teeth together and kind of pulling his skin back on his face, you know?
Oh, the weird grin, the awkward grin.
Yeah. There was a episode where Roseanne was talking about how Becky was on her period and his face was just like, ugh.
I did get told I have a very expressional face. I even with the whole like mask and stuff wearing and everything going on.
Right.
Me and my wife were, it was like probably like a weekend or two ago. We were in Marshalls. Is it Marshall or Marshalls?
I think it's Marshalls.
We were there.
Okay.
And we're standing in line getting ready to check out, and we were in front of, this woman was in front of us, and this couple comes through like the returns line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call next to come to register, and then they just go like ahead of us.
Oh.
And then I like look at the woman in front of me, and then look back at that couple, and then look back at that woman. And I guess my eyes, she just bust out laughing. She's like, "Your eyes said it all."
I'm the same way. We have Zoom meetings a lot, and like I just can't have it, you know? Like the guy that I work with the most, he didn't fill out because we vote on these issues that we discuss on our weekly meetings, and he didn't fill that out. And my boss was like, "Oh, you're the look on Megan's face. She is not impressed with you not filling that out." Yeah, they all laugh at my, and I can't have it. Like I can't not show how I feel through
my face.
We're just
very facial expression people.
Yeah, I mean,
it's, oh my God, okay. I mean, my face probably said it too, but I also said something. My wife brought up a story actually yesterday about me talking about this woman I used to work with, and I was having lunch one day. I was at the shop. And she was our receptionist, and she came in, and she was like, "Brooks, how old are you?" And I told her how old I was at the time, and then she was like, "Wow, I'm younger than you." She's like, "I'm this old." And I looked at her, and I said, "Really?" And she did. She looked like super old, right?
Yeah.
And she was like a good chunk younger than me. And she, and I mean, I guess my face probably like twisted up, and I was like, "Really?"
I
covered it pretty well though. She was like, "Oh, well, thanks." I was like, "No, I'm just surprised that, you know, that you're that age. I thought you'd be younger." I mean, I covered it pretty good. But, I mean, she's a little old. I thought she was older than me.
Oh, man.
By like a mile.
Oh, that's funny. Did she smoke cigarettes?
I think so.
Yeah. Some people, the more they smoke, the older they get, like, you know.
Well,
I know some people.
If I shave my beard right now, I'd look 15.
Probably.
Yeah, last time I shaved, it was only a few years ago. I think I shaved my entire beard, and my wife was like, "Never shave again."
Wow. Like, okay. You look like a baby.
Like a little baby Brooks. Like I'm like probably full on 21 Jump Street. Like if I shaved, I can go back to high school.
I think about that.
And they'd be like, "Oh, did you get off the wrong bus?"
I think about that. Like, could I pass as somebody in high school? You know, I was thinking about that the other day because I want to be in our show that we're writing as myself.
Yeah.
But I have written it as a very much younger person, and I don't know if I could pull it off.
So it'd be like those movies where like a, you know, high school kids go camping, like in the horror movies, but then you look at them and like, "Oh, I don't think they're in high school."
Right. Even
the girl's all like, "Dad, stop worrying about me, everything's gonna be fine." I'm like, "That's her dad."
That is her boyfriend.
Yeah, that was a little brother.
Well, and nowadays it's not like actresses aren't expected to age. And so they all get that plastic surgery and just look completely different. Like, have you seen Renee Zellweger?
No.
You know, from Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah, I know who she is. I know she had like work done.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send you a picture of her now so that you can see it. And her, Meg Ryan. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Meg Ryan.
Yeah, she looks.
I think you'd be better off just looking older, because after you do that, it makes you look older and gross.
And like plasticky. You know what I mean? Like, you just
like,
don't
you
look could,
like,
the
throw,
same.
Like, you could like throw glue in their face and it would just run right off.
Yeah. Oh, what was her name? The comedian? that passed away a few years ago. Why can't I think of names? I get so bad about words.
Yeah, me and my wife do that when we're talking to mess stuff up, but we just dive and go, words.
I hate it when I'm talking to like a client and I just can't think of like a common word. And I just feel stupid.
The word you're looking for is and. That's it, and. And. We also...
I laugh, but it's so true. Like, words are hard. I say you, Renee.
I don't speak so good.
me talk bad? Okay, this is funny. My daughter, they had to answer like a questionnaire when they first started school. And it was like, what subjects are you good at? And she wrote spelling, but she didn't spell it right. I was like, I think you might want to rethink that one.
Maybe she did it on purpose, though. Maybe it's like, you know, irony.
I don't think so.
It was like when I was doing my license and stuff for one of my jobs, I had to go through all these classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would fill out like these like little like questionnaire things just to see if I can get a reaction out of our instructor. And I would. I think one of the questions was, who in your class would you not want to take if you were deserted on an island? Mm-hmm. And there was this one guy in class who like sneezed like super loud. Like every time he sneezed, like, blah, blah. I just called him Joe because I don't remember his name. But I said, I would not take Joe to an island with me because his sneezes would attract predators. I would sit there and wait. And then while, you know, just going through them. And then all of a sudden she just busts out laughing. I'd be like, ah, there it is. I'm pretty good, like, I guess, swear of people. Like, I probably could be a politician, though. I never want to be a politician.
Because? But,
yeah, because fuck politics.
And that concludes our politics segment.
In that same class, and it was a pretty large class, in that same class, we get to all vote on the name of our, you know, people who, like, you know, we all pass, and they get to name your... I guess like the class that passed, like your team or whatever.
Yeah.
Like team blah, 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 or whatever. And so everyone was throwing out all these team names and she's putting them on like the whiteboard. It was like probably like a few days before we actually got our licenses and stuff. And so she's doing that. And I told the guy next to me, I was like, hey, oh no. I yell out. I go, Brooks and Pals.
Oh yeah. You got them all to,
She laughed and wrote it down. And I turned to the guy next to me. I said, hey, I'm really going to push for Brooks and Pals for our team name. I was like, are you in? He said, yeah, dude, I'm in. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, look, all these people are throwing out names for their teams. So, you know, this person's going to vote for that. This person's going to vote for that. I was like, all we really need is like a good chunk of people to vote for Brooks and Pals. And we got this in the bag. And so I went down the line and I was talking to people. And I was like, can we count on your vote for Brooks and Pals? And they'd be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm in. And so I had like one whole side of the class ready to vote for Brooks and Pals for our team name.
Oh my God.
And then our instructor shot it down. I think she knew I was up to something. Because she's just a racist. She's like, everyone's going to get rid of that. And I was like, what? Democracy.
This ain't a dictatorship.
I want to rank out.
I had
the votes in the bank. Wow. It would have been Brooks and Pals.
That damn electoral college. Win the popular vote. Mm-hmm. But you're not the president. Well, Joan Rivers, that was her name. The lady with a bunch of plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was so weird. Like, I looked her up to look at her pictures, and she died exactly 6 years ago.
Right now?
Yeah, today.
Ooh, that's kind of weird. Also, I'm looking at that picture spirits. You sent me of Renee Zellweger, and she doesn't even look like her.
No, she looks kind of manly. Is that okay to say? Ah, fuck it. She looks manly.
she's a very handsome woman.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm gonna send you Meg Ryan now, so you can take a look at her But y'all look up pictures of these women. And I just, so there are certain women that don't get this work done. And I think they do. I mean, even though they are aging, that's just what happens. They look. What
about Sigourney Weaver? I like some Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, she is aging well.
I don't think she has had any work done. She looks great.
Right, yeah. You do love Sigourney Weaver. I always think of your song. Do you want to talk about that?
That's my celebrity crush right there.
Yeah.
I don't know why I talk about my song.
Okay, well, I do. So you were young, like really young too, when you made this song up.
Baby Brooks.
Yeah. And one of your favorite movies is Alien, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a shaved head. Which one does she got the shaved head in?
That's Alien 3.
Okay. So I don't know when that came out. But you made up a song about going swimming with bald women. Because it turns you on. Is that what you said? Yeah.
I like to go swimming with bald women because it turns me off.
Like
Sigourney Weaver because she swims like a beaver. And I should know.
Song when you were like 8, maybe.
Just running around, skipping around. Thinking about Sigourney Weaver song.
I'm out swimming like a beaver.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep. I mean, that's pretty good, though. I mean, you know, one, for young men to be idolizing, you know, movies where females are leads in, like, action movies and stuff like that, horror movies, yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I still grew up on like Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, Sylvester Stallone, still idolize them. You know, the one-liners from Arnold Schwarzenegger are always awesome.
Of course.
My ex, when I was with my ex, she has a son, and he was like 4 or 5 at the time I had. He was like, we watch, I call it man movie night, and watch man movies, and he'd walk around the apartment just doing Arnold Schwarzenegger one-liners, which was great.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Mic malfunction.
An earthquake.
I really need to get a better stand for this thing.
We got to stand on top of a couple boxes.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, Sigourney Weaver, she does look good.
Meg Ryan's looking rough.
I mean, it's the work. Like, I know they're under a lot of pressure to look younger, but how could you be in a show looking like that or a movie?
Yeah. I mean, it's like they took a risk, you know, going to plastic surgery to try to look younger, and it was a swing and a miss.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking of some old, who's another, like, older actress? I hadn't really been in anything lately.
What's her name from the Sharknado movies now?
Oh, God. What is her name?
I don't even remember. Like, she was big back in the day. I don't even remember her now. Didn't she, like, date, like, Carson Daly or something like that?
Yeah, she might have dated Carson Daly. I remember she had, like, a botched boob job, and somehow her boob fell out and people were like, oh my God, ooh. What was her name? Oh, hold on.
I never picked it up. I was like, ooh, you dropped this. Tara Reid.
Oh yeah, there we go. Tara Reid. she's not even that old.
Mm-mm.
Oh God, she does look bad.
On that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God.
And there's nothing wrong with like older women. Older women look good.
Yeah.
I think it's more just, it's like more, I don't know, self-image and stuff like that. And like I said, trying to stay relevant and young in Hollywood.
She's got anorexia or something going on. This just doesn't look good. Hold on, I'm sending this one to you.
Yeah, it does not look good. It's super gross. I'm sending it to you now.
Yeah, exactly. There has been other ones that had work done when they are still younger and it just messed them up. What's that girl from All That that had her own show? Amanda. You know what I'm talking about?
Amanda Bynes.
Yes. Ooh. Hold on, let me find her. Oh, she's got a face tattoo.
What? Like Mike Tyson?
It's like a heart and a dot. She don't look good. Why would you do this to yourself?
And I like Amanda Bynes too.
She's had work done. You can look at her lips and tell. Yeah, that's interesting. Did you see the Tara Reid one?
I did.
Oh my gosh. You guys have yet to see these too. Like I'll never understand face tattoos unless you are a tattoo artist or a rock star.
If you had to get a face tattoo, what would it be?
Oh man. Do you know what yours would be?
Yep, I already know.
All right, what?
All right, mine would be the Spider-Man web, like on his mask, but on my face.
Oh. Right. See, my tattoo artist has a spider web on his face.
Just a spider web or?
Yeah. Under one eye, I think. But he's super cool. Like, I really like my tattoo artist. I was talking to him about my son Cooper and how he likes art and stuff. And he was just like, just telling me encouraging things to tell him to keep in it, you know?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Maybe Terminator. Maybe I'd go with a term, like, you know, where it's like I have like metal showing. Like missing skin. I think that'd be cool.
I mean, could I say I would get permanent makeup? Would that be, would that count? Like some eyeliner.
How would that work?
They do that though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do microblading, which is basically tattooing eyebrows on you.
What?
Yeah, they call it microblade because it's a very, very small needle, so it looks more like hair. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they tattoo eyeliner. I mean, basically anything you want, really, I guess. But I think eyeliner is the most popular. Well, the eyebrows are the most popular than eyeliner. Oh, my, and there goes my dog.
Where's my cat? Maybe they can talk to each other.
Oh, my God. Rusty.
John Doe.
He hears kitty. Something. All right, so he's in the room with me. He hears something outside of the room and is barking.
Well, it's obviously danger. Outside the room. Like, what do you mean danger? It's just danger out there.
Oh, I'm probably going to have to take him to the vet later today.
Later today?
He's having trouble, like, walking. I noticed earlier, so he's going to go to the vet. Yeah, I think it's a common problem with dogs in this, but we'll see. Yo, he's a good boy.
How old is he?
I don't know. When we got him, he was already an adult, I guess, dog. Huh. I would guess probably around like 4. Because he was still puppy-ish when we got him, you know?
Puppy-esque.
Yeah, so.
I think it's a common issue, too, with dogs his size, jumping up and off those things.
Right. Yeah, getting hurt. Poor puppy. So I've got to go. We've got to come to an end.
All good things must come to the end till the next episode.
And I want some advice. I want to give some advice. I don't want any. You, I'm glad to give it.
I mean, if you guys got some advice for us, feel free to leave that also.
Right. Yeah. Let us know what we can do to make us. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's not much, but whatever you think.
Whatever you guys can make up, just
let us know.
If you need help with anything too, let us know about that. Say, hey, you know who would give a great opinion on this? That Brooks and Megan from the Sis Bro Show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, refer us to people. We'll give you a referral shout out.
Like if someone gives you like a complex like problem, like, man, I got this going on in my life and this and that, what should I do? You'd be like, I don't know, but I know who would know.
Well, you know, CJ messaged us and said that he would be your sniper, but the only problem is that he's on a PS4. Mm-hmm. I said, that sounds like a problem. Would you like us to give you some advice on that?
I can give advice right now. Get an Xbox.
Yeah, there you go. Problem see, solved. Right there. Mm.
Y'all bam, see us? First problem solved.
See on Brooks point. In action? Exactly.
Didn't even take us that long.
No.
Problem presented, problem solved.
Yeah. There you go. So, hey, if you need some advice like that, right to the point and gives you the uh-huh. solution, let us know. Come on.
Leave that,
us
was a great, that was a great example one.
You could leave us a message on Facebook, Sis Bro Show Comedy Duo. I will read it. I won't wait a few months. I will check yeah. it very often. And you can say, hey, I don't want you to say my name, and we won't. You can stay anonymous.
Yeah.
You leave us a voice message, and you'll stay anonymous that way, too.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we got a message from Anonymous, and Chad says,
We got a message from an anonymous, and it says, nobody ever notices me. There we go. That's problems we can solve. We'll solve those problems. All right.
You just tell them, stop being anonymous.
Say your name.
Yeah, then you'd be like, oh, I never thought about that.
Be going everywhere being anonymous.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name I've been getting everywhere.
All right, take us out.
All right, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you on the next episode. And y'all coming back on now, you hear? Words.